Hello, God's beautiful people, and welcome to this edition of 5 Minutes of Inspiration. We're just coming on just to do a quick broadcast tonight because it's been a beautiful day. And hey, just catch this word of scripture here. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. That comes from Psalms 91. That's verses number 1 and number 2. Hey, what that means is that we to dwell means to sit and remain for a period of time. This coronavirus has us sitting and remaining for a period of time. We don't know how long this thing is going to last and where it's going to go. But what I do know, we should take this time to be able to enjoy ourselves, to relax, to do things around the home, catch up on your reading, catch up on your studying of the Word of God, you know, watch a movie with your loved ones, do something. You don't have to be out in the street rolling around, riding around just because you feel like you need to get out. The grocery stores and everything, they already said they're going to be open for us. So there's no need for us to go into a panic. We don't need 50 packages of 24 packs of toilet paper. We don't need that. One person don't need that in their home. There's no need of hoarding things. There's no need of being greedy. It's no need of just, you know, being overindulgent in things. We need to just take one day at a time, you know, listening to what our government officials are telling us. If they're telling us to promote social distancing, then that's what we need to do. If they're telling us to stay indoors, if there's no need to go out, then that's what we need to do. In order for this virus to be defeated, we will have to adhere to the warnings that the government officials are telling us. You know, here's how this virus works. I catch it. I don't have any symptoms because I catch it early. I don't know for a fact until 10 to 14 days later. But in the meantime, I'm going out. I'm going about my daily business, you know, getting around people, shaking hands, hugging people and all of that stuff. Now they've contracted a virus from me and then maybe 10 other people as well. Those 10 people, they go out and they do the exact same thing that I did because they don't feel sick. And now we have 100 people that's infected. Then sooner or later, that 100 people turns into over 1,000 and then 10,000. So we got to use better judgment now in these days and start protecting ourselves. God has given us a spirit. He hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but He gave us one of love, one of power, and one of a sound mind. If we love our people, if we love our neighbor like we're supposed to, like we love ourselves, and then we can use the power that God has given us, and we need to keep utilizing sound judgment during these days, okay? So let's promote good health. Let's promote, you know, good safety habits, how we going about our lives. You know, the world is full of so many different things this day, and we don't know what's going to be next. But what we do know is that if we seek our time with God and we listen to the voice of what He's telling us, then everything is going to be okay. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. One love, 5 minutes.